The Gemara Pesachim Abdallah tells us that the source of his reason makdim lemitzvos is learned out from this week's parsha, because it says that Avram vayashkim Avram aboka, that he woke up early in the morning to perform the bris milah. Rashi there in the Gemara says that it says vayashkim Avram aboka when he went to perform the bris milah, and the reality is it doesn't say vayashkim Avram aboka anywhere near the bris milah. Avram Avinu received the bris milah last week's parsha. In the end, the parsha is Lech Lecha. And the words Vayashkem Avram Aboker does not appear anywhere in parsha Lech Lecha, but it appears in Parshas Vayera. And there's a dispute amongst the Rishonim and Achronim when the Gemara in Pesachim says Vayashkem Avram Aboker by Bris Milah, which one does it refer to? Because it actually says Vayashkem Avram Aboker three times in this week's parsha. It says Vayashkem Avram Aboker right after Sodom Vamora, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram were having a dialogue whether they should destroy Sodom or not. And after HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram there's no tzaddikim there, so then it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker El Mokom Asher Omad Sham Es Pnei Hashem. He stood at that place and he davened. He woke up early to daven. And then it goes on to discuss the destruction of Sodom Vamora. But it doesn't say it by Bris Milah. Some say it's referring to Vayashkem Avram Aboker when he woke up early in the morning to do that Kedas Yitzchak, which is at the end of Parshas Vayera. So it says two times Vayashkem Avram Aboker, but it doesn't say anywhere by Bris Milah. Now, not only that, there's a third mention in this week's Parsha, Vayashkem Avram Aboker, Vayikach Lechem V'cham Asmayim. When he went to send off Hagar and Yishmael to send them away, he did it early in the morning. So it says three times in this week's Parsha, Vayashkem Avram Aboker, but doesn't mention anywhere with regards to Bris Milah. Now, moreover, the word Vayashkem throughout the entire Chumash is used only eight times. Four of those times are in this week's Parsha. Three of them I just mentioned, where it says Vayashkem Avram Aboker, and the fourth one is Vayashkem Avimelech Baboker, when Avimelech woke up early to send back Sarah. So this Parsha is screaming out Vayashkem. Half the mentions of Vayashkem in the Chumash are in this week's Parsha. Now, Vayashkem Avram Baboker is the source of his reason for makdim lemitzvos. If you look at the beginning of the Parsha, we see that when the Malachim come to visit Avram Avinu, so what's Avram busy doing? So it says, Vayera alav Hashem appeared to him, and then Vayisai na Vayar, hinei shlosha anashim nitzav malav, he saw three people. So Vayar, Vayoras lekrasim, he ran. Avram ran to go greet them. And then what does it say afterwards? Vayimaher Avram ha'oela, he ran to the altar to tell Sarah about this. And he says, Mahari, quickly, quickly. He's busy running around. Vil ha'bakar rot, and he ran to the cow. And vayitein al-nar vayimaher lasos. So the beginning of the Parsha is just screaming even more, run, 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 zrizis, zrizis, zrizis. That's the entire Parsha's Vayera. And the truth is, there's another source of zrizis makim lemitzvos, that Chazal, the Gemara, learns from this week's Parsha, that's referring to Benos Lot. In Benos Lot, that the Gemara says, since the elder of the two girls was with Lot the first night, she was makdim the mitzvah, if you will, even though it was an Aveira, but it was the Shem Shemayim, they thought the world was going to end. Since she was makdim the mitzvah, she was zoch to have more generations of Malachim. And the Gemara says, you see, the Indian of Zerizim Makdimim Lemitzvos from Benos Lot. So there are so many sources of Zerizis in this week's Parsha. But it doesn't say it anywhere by Bris Milah. So why does the Gemara say that by Bris Milah it says Vayashkem, when in fact it doesn't? So there's a beautiful Blujver which asks the question, why does it say in the Parsha Vayera Alav Hashem Be'ulonim Amrei, that Hashem appeared to Hashem? Shouldn't it say Avram Ra'a es Hashem, Hashem, rather, Avram saw Hashem? Why does it say Hashem appeared to Avram? It should say Avram saw Hashem. Why the difference in the order? He, Avram saw as opposed to Hashem appeared. So the Bujer explains, based on a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yudayin, that whenever it says Mizmor le David, Mizmor and then David in Tehillim, it means David sang a song, he was Menagin, and only Achar Kach Shoro Hashchin Olav, then the Shechina was resting upon him. That he needed the Mizmor, he needed the Shira to bring about the Ruach HaKodesh. And whenever it says the David Mizmor, it says David before Mizmor, that means that David was Zocha to the Shechina first because of something he did, and then afterwards he sang a Shira. So says the Blujever, Lachin gam kan etel Avram, tekef achar shinimol nemar mikodem haroe. Because Avram, after he received the bris mila, it says vayera, before saying Avram, that appeared to him, to teach us that Avram was so complete, he cleansed himself, he purified himself with the bris mila and completing all the mitzvahs, completing his body, he was zocha to the nevuah and was able to see Hashem whenever he wanted. He didn't need any preparation. That's why it says right after the bris mila, vayera alav Hashem. That led to HaKadosh Baruch Hu just appearing to him whenever he wanted. Just like David HaMelech, the David Mizmor, the David, he himself as a person, as an entity, was zocha to Hashem being shor Shechina alav. And that's the idea, says LeBluzhever. So too, that's the understanding of the whole entire Parshas Vayera. When Avram received the bris mila at the end of Parshas Lecha, he became a completely new person. He was full of this new kedusha, this new idea of enthusiasm in performing mitzvahs, and then suddenly it says vayaratz, vayemaher, mahari, vayashkem, Avram aboker, all over the place. The bris mila that Avram received made him into a new person, a person with this new energy at the age of 99, that he was busy running around, waking up really early in the morning. So Chazal understood that even though it doesn't say vayashkem Avram aboker by the bris mila itself, but they understood that the bris mila creates vayashkem Avram aboker. It created an individual who's full of zrizus. So if the bris mila creates that, if the bris mila could infuse a person with that sense of excitement and zrizus and kedusha, so Chazal understood that when you perform the bris mila, it should be done bizrizus, in a way of vayashkem Avram baboker. So we should take to heart, every time we do a mitzvah, bris mila certainly is a tremendous mitzvah, it changed the entire person. When a person does a mitzvah, we should understand that it transforms us, it changes, it infuses us with a new sense of excitement, a new sense of kedusha. And that's the message of the entire Parshas Vayera, one of Zrizus. And that might be another reason why we read it on Rosh Hashanah. Both days of Rosh Hashanah, we read from this week's parasha, Hashem pachad es Sarah, and also Kedesh Yitzhak at the end, both from this week's parasha. Perhaps another explanation is because since this parasha, the theme of the parasha, seems to be one of Vayashkem Avram Aboker, Zrizus, that's where we should start the new year off in Rosh Hashanah. So now we're not Rosh Hashanah anymore, we're in already Mar Cheshvan. But Mar Cheshvan is a new tkufa, Sukkot is over, Yom Naram are over, and now the winter days, the nights are getting longer, it's getting colder. That means we have to strengthen our Limud HaTorah, where we're inside, we can't go outside playing sports anymore. We have to stay inside and stay warm. It's the time, the Chazal say, to strengthen our learning. To strengthen our learning with Vayashkem Avram Aboker, both in the morning and night, to fulfill ourselves with Zrizus and Kedusha. Have a wonderful Shabbos.